Welcome, Deep Divers. Today we're embarking on a really crucial deep dive. We're calling it Say It With Style, essay writing.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and our mission isn't just to skim the surface. We want to meticulously unpack the tools you need for truly effective written communication.
Right. Helping you get your thoughts out there with clarity, with impact, maybe even a bit of flair.
Exactly. Think of essays not just as, you know, school exercises, but more like powerful blueprints for any message you want to deliver.
Like a presentation or an important email or, yes, even a formal essay.
They're sort of your personal mini speeches on paper.
And that analogy is really spot on. This isn't just about writing for school.
Wow.
It's really about honing the skills to organize your thoughts and express your ideas clearly in any situation. Honestly, even seasoned pros find value in revisiting these basics.
That's true.
Because getting this right translates directly to, well, more persuasive arguments, clearer explanations, just more resonant communication all around. So today, we'll focus on three key things. Understanding different types of essays, mastering that essential structure, and using connectors effectively to make it all flow.
So let's really refine how our words can build bridges, not barriers. Where should we begin?
Well, let's start right at the beginning. What is an essay really at its core?
Good question.
It's basically a structured piece of writing where you, the writer, you articulate an idea, explain something, maybe describe an event or a scene, or give a reasoned opinion.
So it's focused. A focused exploration of one subject designed to be understood.
Exactly. That focus is key. It's not just rambling. It's deliberate, shaping your thoughts.
And what's interesting is how that simple idea hints at so many different purposes, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The core purpose is usually to express or inform or maybe convince someone. You can kind of visualize it like a sandwich.
Ah, the sandwich analogy.
Yes. You've got the top slice, that's your introduction, setting the stage.
Okay.
Then the filling in the middle, your body paragraphs, where all the main ideas and evidence go.
The substance.
Right. And finally, the bottom slice, the conclusion, wrapping it all up neatly.
Makes sense.
And what's cool is how that filling can change. You know, it can be rich description or a compelling story, maybe clear explanations or strong arguments.
So it's adaptable.
Very adaptable. And that raises the question. How do these different purposes lead to different types of essays?
That's a great point. That link between purpose and type is so important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because once you know why you're writing, the shape of the message becomes much clearer.
Exactly.
Our sources point to four main types that really cover the bases: descriptive, narrative, expository, and argumentative.
The big four.
Yeah. And understanding each one gives you this powerful tool for choosing the right approach. So let's break them down, look at their purpose and kind of their voice.
Let's do it. Let's dig into each one.
Okay.
First up, the descriptive essay. Its main job is to, well, paint a picture using words.
Like an artist with language.
Precisely. Your medium is language. The canvas is the reader's mind. You're using sensory details, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, to really immerse the reader.
So it's about showing, not just telling.
That's the key pro tip here. Show, don't just tell. Instead of saying the beach was nice, you describe the, I don't know, whisper of waves or the warm sand between your toes.
Got it. Example topics like my favorite place or a rainy day really invite that, don't they?
They do. You're basically transporting your reader somewhere else.
Crafting an experience. That feels powerful.
It is. Okay, next is the narrative essay. This one is all about telling a story.
Story time.
Pretty much. Its purpose is to tell a story. Could be personal, could be about an event, even fiction. It usually follows a sequence, beginning, middle, end, often has characters, maybe a conflict or a theme.
Okay.
But the key isn't just listing events. It's reflecting on why they matter. The pro tip here is always ask yourself, so what?
Right. What's the point? The takeaway.
Exactly. What did you learn? What should the reader get from this story? Our source gives examples like how I lost my tooth or a day I'll never forget. Little moments, but with meaning.
Ah, the lost tooth story. Everyone has one. But making it compelling, giving it that so what? That's the skill.
That's the narrative skill, yeah. Then we have the expository essay. The purpose here is simple. Explain or inform.
Just the facts?
Mostly, yes. Clarity and accuracy are key. You're not trying to persuade or necessarily evoke strong emotion, but to illuminate a topic, lay out facts, maybe give instructions, or clarify something complex.
Like a guide.
Exactly like a guide.
Yeah.
Providing organized information. Topics like how plants grow or why we celebrate Diwali fit perfectly. You're teaching the reader something.
Okay.
A really valuable pro tip for expository writing. Try to anticipate your reader's questions.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, if you were new to this, what would you need to know? In what order? Address those questions logically.
So anticipating the audience's needs, building understanding step by step, very practical.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the argumentative essay. This type explicitly gives opinion and reasons.
Okay, this is where you take a stand.
Right. You take a stance on an issue, and you back it up with evidence, logic, and solid arguments. Your goal is to persuade the reader to agree with you.
So it's more than just saying, I think.
Oh, much more. You need to build a case. And a critical pro tip here is to anticipate and address counterarguments.
Acknowledge the other side.
Yes. By acknowledging and refuting opposing views, you actually strengthen your own position. Shows you've thought it through. Examples. Should homework be banned? Or arguing online learning is better?
Needs credible evidence, though, not just strong feeling.
Absolutely. Evidence is your strongest ally in argumentation.
I remember trying to argue in college that pineapple belongs on pizza. Let's just say my evidence wasn't quite there.
Haha, a classic debate. But it teaches you, right? You need more than just conviction.
It really does. It's fascinating how specific each type is. But what's really empowering is realizing they all share that common foundation, that structure.
That's the crucial link.
And that's what we really need to dig into now.
Indeed. That solid structure is the hidden engine of clear communication. We mentioned the sandwich analogy. It really holds true. Introduction, body, and conclusion.
The three pillars.
Exactly. And it's not just a suggestion. It's the backbone of pretty much any good essay, no matter the type. It's what makes your thoughts easy to follow and your message stick.
And understanding what each part does strategically, that's key to making it work, isn't it? They're not just empty boxes to fill.
Precisely. Let's break them down. The introduction, its job is to start the essay, but it does two main things.
Okay.
First, it has to grab attention right away. That's your hook.
Like a good opening line?
Yeah, maybe a surprising fact, a question, a short story, something thought-provoking. A strong hook pulls your reader in.
Makes them want to keep reading.
Right. Second, and just as important, it needs to clearly state what the essay is about. This is usually your thesis statement.
The roadmap.
Exactly. The roadmap for the essay tells the reader your main argument or topic. A strong intro sets expectations. Pro tip, make that thesis concise, specific, and if it's argumentative, make it arguable. It's maybe the most important sentence.
So the intro is strategic. It launches the whole thing. Then we get into the filling of the sandwich.
Exactly. The body. That's the main part. Usually 2, 3, maybe more paragraphs, depending on the essay length.
Where the real work happens.
This is where it happens. You explain, describe, or support your points. Each body paragraph should focus on one main idea.
One idea per paragraph.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
Introduced by a topic sentence that connects back to your main thesis.
Okay.
And within each paragraph, you use your facts, events, or examples. You flesh out your ideas, provide evidence, illustrations, analysis. This is where the detail lives.
Giving it substance, credibility.
Right. Pro tip here, make sure your paragraphs flow logically. One builds on the next. Don't just jump around with disconnected points.
It sounds like each body paragraph is almost a mini essay supporting the big one. Okay, so how do we bring it all home?
Right. Finally, the conclusion. This is where you wrap up the essay. Bring it all together neatly.
Tie up loose ends.
Its main job is to summarize a key idea. Basically, restate your thesis, but in a fresh way. Don't just repeat it word for word.
Okay, so more than just repeating.
Yes, and it's also your last chance to leave an impression. You should end with a thought, feeling, or suggestion.
Like a final thought.
Exactly. Maybe a call to action, a reflection on broader implications, or just something insightful for the reader to think about. Pro tip.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely no new information or arguments in the conclusion.
Right. It should resonate, not restart.
Perfect.
Okay, let's make this structure really concrete.
Mm-hmm.
That my best friend example from the source is helpful.
Mm-hmm.
For the introduction, you wouldn't just say, this is about my friend. You'd need a hook. Then maybe a thesis like, my best friend Sarah isn't just a companion. She embodies loyalty and joy, making her a cornerstone of my life.
Yeah.
Sets the stage.
Nice. Clear direction.
And the body. Maybe one paragraph on what we do together, specific examples. Another on her qualities illustrating that loyalty or humor. A third on special memories, detailing key moments. Each paragraph adds another layer.
Building the picture piece by piece, based on the thesis.
Exactly. Mm. And the conclusion. You wouldn't just stop with, she's great. You'd summarize why she's important, maybe reflect on friendship generally, ending with something lasting, like Sarah's presence reminds me how one genuine connection can shape a life.
That brings it together nicely, leaves a lasting thought.
So what does this all mean for your writing, listening out there?
Yeah.
It means you have this clear, powerful roadmap every single time. Helps you articulate ideas with clarity and real meaning.
That example shows perfectly how structure gives you organization, but also a framework for impact. But, you know, even with the best structure, ideas can sometimes feel a bit choppy.
Oh, absolutely. A great structure is essential. But how do we make sure the ideas flow smoothly, prevent those abrupt jumps that lose the reader? That's where connectors or linking words come in. They're not just filler. They're like the glue holding it all together.
The signposts on the road.
Exactly. Guiding the reader effortlessly, making the essay flow like a smooth river, not, you know, choppy rapids.
They really are the unsung heroes of smooth writing. And our source gives some great categories and examples.
Yeah, let's look at those.
Okay, so if you want to add information, building on a point, you use words like also, moreover, in addition, besides, signals, here's more on the same track.
Right.
If you need to compare ideas, show similarities, try similarly, just like likewise, helps the reader see connections.
Useful.
To contrast points, show a different angle or counter argument. Think, however, but on the other hand, crucial for balanced discussion.
Very important for arguments.
Mm-hmm. To give examples, make abstract ideas concrete. Words like, for example, such as, for instance, are perfect. They provide the proof, the illustration.
Makes it tangible.
And finally, to conclude thoughts, signal a summary or synthesis. Using conclusion, finally, to sum up, clearly marks the end.
Okay.
One really crucial pro tip, though, don't overuse them. And definitely don't use the wrong one. Each has a specific logical job. Misusing them can confuse the reader more than having none at all.
That's a great point. Let's hear them in action. That example sentence from the source is good. I love reading. For example, I read for an hour every night. Moreover, I enjoy discussing books with my friends.
See how that works?
Yeah. For example, instantly signals a specific illustration is coming. Then, moreover, clearly adds another related point, building on the love of reading. It just connects the thoughts seamlessly for you, the reader.
It makes it easy to follow. And it's vital to stress, using connectors isn't just about sounding fancy.
No.
It's fundamentally about guiding your reader logically through your thoughts. It prevents those jarring jumps, makes your arguments or explanations far more persuasive, easier to grasp, and ultimately more memorable.
It's like building clear pathways for the reader.
Exactly. Ensuring they don't get lost in your ideas and can follow your thinking easily.
Well, deep divers, what a journey. We've really taken a comprehensive look at essay writing today, not just as a school thing, but as a core skill for communication.
Mm-hmm.
We explore those four main types: descriptive, narrative, expository, argumentative, getting a feel for their different purposes and voices.
Right.
Then we dove deep into that essential three-part structure: introduction, body, conclusion, the backbone of any solid piece of writing.
The trusty sandwich.
Yes. And finally, we uncovered the power of connectors. Those vital linking words that make your writing flow smoothly and guide your reader.
And mastering these elements, it really empowers you to get your ideas across with confidence, with precision, with impact, whatever the situation.
Doesn't matter if you're describing a place, telling a story, explaining something complex, or arguing a point.
Exactly. The goal is always clear, organized, impactful communication. These tools are universal, and understanding them like this really elevates your writing.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up, here's a final thought for you. Think about the last time you really wanted to explain something important or maybe persuade someone about something.
Mm.
How might understanding these essay tools, knowing the right type of communication, using that solid structure, employing those helpful connectors, how might that have helped you make your point even clearer, more memorable, more effective?
It's a good question to ponder.
Yeah. Now, challenge yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Start noticing these structures and linking words everywhere, in news articles, emails, even social media. You'll be surprised how often they're used strategically to guide you.
And how quickly you'll start using them to make your own messages more powerful.